Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And it's now the right time that we discuss about business, we discuss about economics, and we discuss about what need to be done, particularly when it's coming to the issue of bread and butter. And it's a time in this evening where we deal with affairs which are affecting our bread and butter, and critical discussion that need critical assessment in order for us to move forward, and in order for us at least, to advance our country to where it's needed to be. We are indicating to you that this is an economic conversation program that is starting between starting from 1800 hours, and we are here until 1900 hours. And this is your favorite platform. It's your favorite platform, like we are always doing. We are bringing you current content-based conversation on trade, on policy issues, issues of governance, what we are doing right as a country, what we are not doing right, and indeed what we need to do, especially when it comes to economic policies, when it's coming to policy planning and also policy implementation, what is happening around the world, and also how to bring about those innovative thinking, innovative mind, in order also to come up with new solutions to the problems that we have been facing in our economic system, the problem that we have been, say, facing in our social system, and the problem that we have been facing, particularly when it's coming to investment, when it's coming to technology, and what can we do to upgrade our country, because Namibia is the only country that we are living in, and it's up to us, the generation of today, to make sure that the discussion is not only made simple, or the discussion is not only made easy to praise anybody, but the discussion must be hardened enough. The discussion must be hardened enough to that extent that after this engagement, at least you get one or two things that will be able to allow Namibia to move forward. Before we go to the context for today, because we always have content based on economic governance and political economic issues, SME development, we always need to make sure that we give you Eagle FM products. So how do you get connected with us, and how do you can advertise with us? And how can you maximize your business, because your business profit? Because we are indicating to you that the money spent in advertisement is money on the way to come. That's why we are always indicating to you that what is the necessity of having a business that is not well known? So for you to have coverage, potential customers, make sure that you advertise with us, Eagle FM Namibia. Communicate with
us. Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Make sure that you advertise with us, Eagle FM Namibia. Communicate with us, communicate with our marketing team, then you'll be able to buy airtime, and you can be able to advertise your business. And as we are indicating to you, money spent on advertisement is money on the way to come. So make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia at all our social media platform. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram and on LinkedIn, because when you do that, you have your own access to economic insight, you have your own access to economic development, you have your own access to news and content of food security, infrastructure development, governance, and everything that is related to national and international development. On top of that, you can also be able to access the Villager newspaper. Can also be able to access the Villager newspaper. That is our e-paper, which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And that is an e-paper that is economic in its content, and it's always covering issues of food security, issues of trade relations, issues of governance, and also issues of sport. That's why we are always advising you to say, if you are a researcher, you are a student of economics, You are a student of governance. You are a student of politics, law, international relations, and developmental related courses. Make sure that you connect with us. Make sure that you like the Villager newspaper, and you also download the Villager newspaper. Like the page, share the page, so that you not miss out, because that is your point of departure when it's coming to research. That is your point of departure when you want recent sources. Because those who are in academia, you are always required to have up-to-date sources about economic issue, up-to-date sources about something that you are writing about. But interestingly, what you can do is that when you have access to the Villager newspaper, that is your first point of departure when you are doing your research, and you can be able to follow up on the sources used in that and get the new insight when it's coming to economy, when it's coming to development. Because as we indicated earlier this morning, to say, look, what we discussed today in the morning, to say, look, economic conversation, difficult topics, should be simplified and understood by an ordinary person on the ground, because that is the only way. That is the only way that we are going to develop this country. And that is the only way that we are going to understand where we are coming from and where we are going, and what do we have in our treasury, for example. How are the resources being distributed? Who to benefit what and when? What are the policy implications that limit an ordinary person to access resources, to access financial institutions? That's why we are always indicating to you that get connected with us, and do not miss out. We are also indicating to you that, you know, we have Eagle FM app. There are always questions about the frequency is not working. The frequency is not working. We are not able to be connected with you. We are indicating to you that, ladies and gentlemen, we have an app. That is Eagle FM app. That is an app that you can get access to by download the Eagle FM app. You can go to Play Store, go to App Store, and when you go to those platform, just type in Eagle FM Namibia. Then you will see an app with a sign of an eagle, and also written Eagle FM with red and also black letters. And when you put that in your phone, automatically when you open it, you'll be able to listen to the program which are on air. And you can also have access to previous programs. On top of that, you can also be able to listen to us online. Just type in Eagle FM Namibia, press home. Then you can also be able to listen to the programs which are happening currently and also to the previous programs. So we also have Imba app. Imba app is a simplification and digital version of accessing a hymn book. That is, of course, your Ehangano, Inoshuambo, your Maimburiro in Afrikaans. And indeed, your hymn book in Silozi English, and many other local Namibian languages. So in a situation that you are required to sing from a hymn book, in the situation that you are attending church, you are attending a certain gathering, whether it's a memorial service, whether it's a wedding, whether it's a birthday party, and you are required to sing and you do not have a hard copy hymn book, do not scratch your head, because the world has moved. The world has moved fast. And take advantage, or get the luxury of accessing your hymn book through downloading Imba app. So download Imba app and make your life more easier. So dear listeners, we are always indicating to you that in the world of advancement, it's up to you to choose whether you are going to be left behind and work with the hammer, or you are going to move with technology and advance your way of operation, save time and also energy. Yes, today we are going to discuss about practical implementation of African policies post-summit or post-diplomatic engagement. You know, We have been involved in a lot of conferences. We have been involved in a lot of negotiations. We have been part of a lot of conventions, agreements, international protocols, and little to nothing have been happening on the ground. Little to nothing have been happening on the ground. Now, tomorrow, there will be a 9th Tokyo International Conference on African Development. 9th conference on African development. Going to be discussed in Japan, in Yokohama, Japan, about African development. How should we develop Africa? What can we do? What are some of the assistance that we should give to Africa? Recently, SANDEC Summit just concluded. Our president just returned back from Madagascar, from Antananarivo. Good speeches, good cooperations, good understanding of each other. But the question that we are asking ourselves, the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, what is the practical application of those protocols? What is the future of Africa post-diplomacy? Now, let me give you statistics. Let me give you statistics. If you look at the report by Foreign Direct Investment Intelligence, that was recently, we happen to know this, when it was recently put up to light there by the CEO of Namibia Investment and Promotion Development Board, Mwena Ngulawanja, who indicated to say, according to Foreign Direct Investment Intelligence Report, stated that Namibia have moved to position number one in Africa and the second in the world in terms of attracting foreign direct investment. That is a positive side. The other thing that you need to look at, the other statistic that you need to look at the same report, it's also stated that although there are benefits from foreign direct investment, Namibia continue to be faced with economic inequality, unequal distribution of resources, and high rate of youth unemployment. Not only that, there is also a study done by African Peer Review Mechanism on the coherence of policy, on the coherence of policy, and also on the effectiveness of policy implementation. What you need to know is that African Peer Review Mechanism is a self-assessment institution of African Union to assess the government and operation of this government. Look at the case study of Namibia to say what is the strength and the weakness of Namibia in terms of policy formulation and also policy implementation. What is very interesting to know is also that what this report is indicating to you is to say, although Namibia have political commitment, there is lack of policy implementation due to fragmentation of responsibilities to all level of government, to different levels and ministries of government, which means that the responsibilities are not well, defined. Responsibility are not well defined between agencies. So not only that, the other report again, within this month, by African Peer Review Mechanism on African governance of African governance and also management of natural resources indicate that although Africa, and Namibia in particular, is wealthy in terms of uranium and other natural resources, there is weakness in the operation of SOEs. And one of the main recommendations which was done is that Africa should take control of its own resources and renegotiate, particularly the trade deals, dividends that they get from their minerals, particularly those who were signed in before independence. That is now context which is there. We have statistics. Now, on top of those statistics that we have, on top of that content that we have African leaders who not months ago, when African leaders have to go to China again for China-Africa cooperation, FOCAC. I know our Minister of International Relations and Trade was there and speak about integration, more integration, opportunity for businesses. Then the question that you're asking yourself is that for the past 35 years, there is nothing different of what is being done. But why the situation continue to be worsening? Or why the situation of an ordinary Namibian continue to be very difficult? Is there something that we are missing? Is there something that we are missing, especially when it's coming to policy implementation? Because, you know, a diplomatic conference with all the promises, with all the signing of agreement, it make yourself feeling so proud, so happy. It's like somebody who went to church, but when you come back home, everything is different because there is no implementation. It's like a person behaving holy on Sunday, but all other days, the situation back to normal. Because if you compare what African countries, African leaders are saying when they are at these conferences and what is happening in the country, then you start to think to say, no man, there is something that we need to do. There's something that we really need to do. Just to be frank enough, talking about value addition, mineral beneficiation is a good thing, but what are we doing about it? We are still where we are. We are still where we are. Talking about African Continental Free Trade Area, African Continental Free Trade Agreement, and we are still not being able, to sign Pan-African Payment and Settlement System that will enable us to trade with other countries in Africa more easier in our own currency. Then you understand that we have a problem. If we find that there is a problem with
Heineken's iconic balanced taste that gives you that refreshing first only made possible by Heineken's 5-star credentials. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
We have a problem. If we find that there is a problem within system, why are you not discussing about its issues? Why, when the minister is launching that first consignment to Nigeria, speaking about the realization of African Continental Free Trade Area, but as our central bank is saying a different thing? Why are we not discussing these issues? So that's why today we are looking at the relationship between what we engage in when you are at the diplomatic conferences and also what you are doing at home. What you are engaging in at the diplomatic conferences and also what you are doing at home. Because there is nothing beautiful than economic diplomacy. There is nothing beautiful than economic diplomacy. Because it's through economic diplomacy where these leaders meet and discuss about not only the future but the present of African countries. But why are we still struggling to get oil from Angola? Why are we struggling? Ask yourself those questions, because when you ask yourself those questions, then you understand that there is more that we need to do. There is more that we need to do, especially when it's coming to practicing what we want, because it cannot be fine. It cannot be correct if we continue to speak one thing and do completely an opposite of what you want. So that's why today, when we speak about regional integration, when we speak about Namibia become part of sustainable development, because maybe people do not understand what is sustainable development. In simple terms, just is a development that you are able to sustain. And what is development? Development is not about money. It's about human ability to participate in the economy. It's not about giving people just funds without knowing how they are going to use their funds, or without making the environment conducive. It's not something that you can solve within a day, but it's something that was supposed to be a process. Sustainable development is a development that you can sustain in simple terms. But if we go to, and I like it, and I want everybody to see this. I want everybody to see this. Discussions about discussions. Conferences about conferences. Talking before the talks. Talking about talking. While the situation of an ordinary Namibian continue to worsen. So that's why I think it's also up to us Namibians to start reading, to start researching, and also to start, understanding where our country is standing in terms of human development and what can we do about it. Is it fine for us to continue begging for food, or is fine for us to continue asking to get an opportunity to produce our own food? That is number one. Coming to the content of preaching what we are not doing. When calculations are indicating that when Standard Bank did a study of how much Africa is losing every year, one will be able to see that a lot need to be done, but very fast. Because if Africa is losing between 4 to 5 billion US dollars due to international transactions, and we are not subscribing, or we are not signing the Pan-African payment system, or working on something closer to that, then you understand that we have a very serious problem. And it's also not wrong to assess and analyze if that system has a problem. What is wrong is not moving toward the vision. What is wrong is not moving toward the vision. You know why the 2025 African PR review mechanism have the same recommendation as 2022 report on governance? It's because we are not changing what we're supposed to change so that we can move forward. We are not investing in research and development. Statistics are there that African countries are spending less than 1% of their GDP in R&D. You are spending less to nothing in R&D. If you talk about Africa innovation, how Africa innovation, every president of Africa is talking about Africa innovation, Africa advancement in technology, in research. We are sharing insight in technology. Go and read their speech. Go and do that. But they are spending less than 1% of your GDP in research and development. Universities do not have capacity to research and work with international standards. Do not have that. So that's why we are talking about the conversations that we need to discuss about these things, to say, is what we say what we do? We are continuing with business and economic segment, and our discussion is centered on do we preach what we do, especially when we are looking at these opportunities that Africa is getting to engage the global platform, where Africa is getting to engage the global platform, where Namibia is getting to engage the global platform. Are we preaching what we do, or we are just saying for the sake of doing it? That is a question that we need to ask ourselves, because I was surprised when the CEO of Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board said this in front of investors, in front of investors, to say, look, let us think about Namibians who are going to bed hungry. And she was speaking about this. She was speaking about this when she was giving her speech. When she was giving her speech to various investors, different investors at the oil and gas summit. So that's why today, it's always very important also to look at whose responsibilities is it to make sure that Namibia is developed, because everybody's talking about policies. Everybody's talking about policy. Everybody's talking about those who are responsible. Who is responsible for that? Why are we not industrialized? It's a question that you need to ask yourself, because when you understand that if you speak about industrialization and you are not invest, your budget is not talking about industrialization. If you speak about mineral beneficiation and your policies are not talking about mineral beneficiation. If you speak about African integration and you are refusing to integrate your country to the whole African continent market through prescribing to all payment system, and then we have a problem. If you speak about good policies and there is no monitoring and evaluation, and that is the recommendation, it's actually the recommendation of African Peer Review Mechanism on the study on Namibian case, to say why Namibia is not developing, is that when you give a tender, there is no monitoring and evaluation and assessment to say this is how the project ended. You just say, no, David, you did not complete the project. We are going to take the project away from you. We are going to put another person. There's no accountability. That's why we are asking the problem, but the solution is in front of us. When are we going to listen to the recommendations? Not to listen to everything which is happening outside the country or everything which is being happening. But APRM is part of us here. It's part of us here. So that's why we are saying at the business and economic segment, it's up to us Namibians, it's up to us researchers, it's up to us economists, up to us policymakers, to make sure that we do not only an analysis, we also do monitoring and evaluation. Policies must be monitored and must be evaluated to see. I like saying to what extent was Harambe Prosperity Plan 1 and 2 implemented? What percentage? What were some of the challenges? Where are those reports? To what extent NDP-5 was implemented? What are some of the achievements? What are some of the challenges? And where are we building? Because there is always a foundation. There is always a foundation. And the moment we get that is when we get a direction for development. Are we strategic enough in our negotiations? Are we able to get what we want when we're negotiating about our resources? Or we are just tactical, as the France like saying. So, you know, I understand our Prime Minister is going to represent us at the international conference in Japan. And those are some of the discussions which extend the discussions which have already been there about development of Africa and about development of Namibia in general. About development of Africa and also about the development of Namibia in particular. How many resources do we have so far? Standing resources. How many assets the country has? Who owns the means of production? Number one. Who owns the means of production? Oh, statistics are indicating that from 2050, the population of Africa is going to triple. We have the youngest population in the world, Africa. Namibia has the youngest population. Majority of the people are under the age of 30. More than 70% of the people are under the age of 30. And by 2050, we'll be between 9 and 10 million people. Then the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, how are we going to deal with issues of social challenges? Are we still going to blame colonialism? So that's why today, every person, every young person, every business person, every citizen, when you travel, when you go outside and study, ask yourself this question to say, what can I contribute to national development? What can I contribute? The motivation that you are writing in your scholarship application, the motivation that you are writing in your scholarship application. So when I finish this, I'm going to Namibia and I'm going to contribute to national development. Are you doing what you said you're going to do, or you're just coming and work? Because there's a difference. There's totally a difference. So that's why today we are trying to align those, things that we say, particularly at the global fora, at the continental fora, at the regional fora. I listened to our president. She gave a very beautiful speech at SADC Summit, and all other African leaders speak about industrialization. Then the question is that, how are we going to industrialize? Ask yourself, how many, just you are a researcher, go to University of Namibia. How many of laboratories University of Namibia has which are internationally recognized? How many of them? Let me say we want to make our own medicine. How many of them are internationally recognized? Even for NIP, how many of them, how many laboratories across the countries, how many of them are internationally recognized, are at standard where you can come up with research, can test evidence, and that research can be used at an international standard? How many of them? And how much is being spent on R&D, research and development? Because I was surprised. I was surprised when the representative of one of the delegates from Nigeria was speaking.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon, let's cheers to connecting, to moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
One of the delegates from Nigeria was speaking at Oil and Gas Summit, and one of the things that he spoke about is that it's R&D. Africa, we are not spending in research and development. And he gave examples of companies which spend in research and development, what they do. Why are we not learning from that? And interesting, there is actually nothing new. We are repeating what have been recommended for a very long time. And why are we not doing it? Policy alignment and collaborations of institutions. Who are our stakeholders in this case? Who are our stakeholders? So the moment we answer these questions to say, what is the role of a church in national development? What is the role of an NGO in national development? What is the role of media in national development? And what is the role of government, private sector, national development? The moment we answer this question, then we are able now to see how can this, in this sector, how in this institutions, in this sector, work together. to achieve the common good, which is development, not only development in terms of infrastructure or in terms of the economy, but development in terms of human development, which, a development which is cutting across all sectors of development. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And the discussion for today, we are looking at the relationship between what we say at the economic diplomacy platform and what we also do on the ground. And how can we move from there? How can we move from there? Because it's always very interesting. It's always very interesting to look at what we say and also what we do. That's why today, those who are going to represent us in Japan, they must think that their representation is not only from themselves, for themselves, because we are still here. We are still struggling with the same thing that we've been struggling with for the past 5 years. Those who go to parliament must also know that things that they told us at campaign, we are still struggling with them. And they also did that in 2015. And they did that 5 years before 2015. And they also must understand that they cannot do it alone. And this, our leaders and also those who are at the strategic positions must know that the recommendations which have been given 5 years ago are still recommendations which are given now. We are still not addressing the issue. We are still not addressing the issues. The issues of cohesion. The issue of collaboration between institutions have been said more than 3 times, different reports. And it's still the case in Namibia. Duplication of duties, the issues of corporate governance and stability of SOEs. These are issues which have been recommended 5 years ago, and we still have them. Every day, SOEs are not in order. It's more dangerous to be a CEO in Namibia, particularly with an SOE. It's very dangerous. And you must understand political game. You can't just be a good corporate person. You must understand how to survive politically. Because if you don't understand that, those who are deployed politically, they will be able to take you down, and it's bad for the society, and it's bad for development. Because CSOs are the backbone of state-owned enterprises, are the backbones of national development. The collapse of ANC leadership, the collapse of institutions in South African institution of governance, is a result of the collapse of SOEs, ESCOM, SARS, SABC, and many other SOEs. So that is something that we need to learn from. And honestly, when you look at our development with both eyes, we need to think more than a politician. And we also need to think more than years that we are not going to be there anymore. Because a politician is one of the I used to tell people to say politicians are some of the people who understand human psychology very well, because they plan about their power. They plan about how they are going to be there for how long, and after that they are gone. But if we want to develop this country, can we develop a thinking which is beyond the years we are saving, or even the years that we are here? Because if somebody talk about a 10-year plan or 15-year plan, and you only think about 5 years when you are in power, then after that you don't think about it, then we really have so much to do, and we really have many bridges to cross. So dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are interrogating the matter of practical implementation of policies, the relationship between what we say at the Economic Diplomacy Conference and also the relationship between what we say at economic diplomacy conferences and also what we do on the ground. And if we are reporting for the sake of national development, or if we cook reports, because it's very the issue of national development, the issue of national development requires somebody who think beyond the obvious, require corporations, require individuals to understand that for us to move our country forward, we need more than a political party. We need more than party politics. We need a spirit of unity, and we need to make sure that national development cannot be achieved if we are not working together, either in academia, at the private sector, at an non-governmental level. If government see academia as a threat, if academia see government as a threat, if NGOs see government as a threat, then there is no way that we are going to achieve the issue of Agenda 2030, which is only 4 years from now on, issues of African Agenda 2063, which is only a few years from now on, and the issue of Africa Continental Free Trade Area, and also fighting of inequality, because for a very long time we have been fighting this issue of inequality. For a very long time, we've been fighting inequality, but the system itself that we are using is not on our side. The analysis of the system of governance that we are using, the system of finance that we are using, the financial system that we are using is not on our side. So the question must be, what can we do about it? What can we do about it? Because if we come up with that answer, if we come up with that answer, what can we do about it? How can we change the system that we are using for the advantage of our people? What is the contribution of our government, or what's the contribution of our own people, our technocrat, to the system that we are using? What are the laws which are inhibit national development, for example? Because we will continue to get investors. We will continue to get to discover resources. There's a lot of undiscovered resources underground Namibia, a lot of them. But if we are not careful enough, if we are not doing what other developed countries have done, will become the victims of our own resources. That's why today, when we say the relationship between what we say at the diplomatic conferences, what we say at the international forum, this is Namibia vision, this is where Namibia want, this are how is the number of jobs that are going to be created, and this is what we are going to get. Now, it comes to the question of, you said what, 5 years, where are you now? Or this is what we said, I'm retracting. Or now, I'm not retracting that. There were challenges which happened, but we were wrong. Let's try another formula. I don't even want to talk about issues of land, because it's becoming more sensitive and people are so confused. Even the lawyers who you can give opportunity to advise you on land issue, he's also scared. That is even a different thing. Land ownership is even a different thing in Namibia. Let's just maybe talk about basic housing. Let's talk about basic housing. Because with our positive mind, with our positive thinking, with our acceptance that this is one of the best garments that we have, there's a possibility for us to do well. There's a possibility for us to do well. However, if those who are representing us do not understand that many of the problems that we have in Namibia are at an emergency form. If it's housing, if it's employment, if it's inequality, if it's gender-based violence, if it's financial inclusion, everything is at an emergency level. So that's why when we are speaking today, we are asking these questions to say, what can we do? What can we do to make sure that what we say is what we do? What can we do to make sure that we are not against statistics? We are not against statistics. To make sure that our country is at a standard where there's no doubt. There's no doubt from investors, and there's no doubt for countries to do business with us. And I don't want to tarnish anybody's name, but to be honest, when it's coming to the issue of oil, all the investors came to Namibia. When it's coming to the issue of oil, I seen the acting CEO of Nauncos, or the acting managing director of Nauncos, stood up and gave a very brilliant presentation. But if you understand and read the weather, you'll be able also to see that when investors are hearing about Namco, which is at the center of oil and gas in Namibia, they also have a different thought of which of what have happened. So, and I just hope Namco will build trust again. And I just hope the acting MD will also build trust again, and the reputation of the organization can come forth again. And we see how this situation can be navigated. How this situation can be navigated of utilization of resources of the country. Well. And to benefit an ordinary Namibian people. So, and I think, I just wish our Prime Minister a very productive engagement when he's going to represent Namibia in Japan. And I just hope with a man of his caliber, what he's going to say, how the engagement going to be, will be productive for ourselves, will be productive for Namibia, and also at least we enter the era of dust must be seen, not only in terms of talking, but in terms of implementations, in terms of implementations. And that way we can be able to solve most of the problems, and we'll live in the Namibia that we want, because that is everybody's aim, to live in the Namibia that we want, not in the Namibia where it's only few who are benefiting, or it's only few who have access to opportunities. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And do not forget to download the Gale FM app. Do not forget to download the Gale FM app. And also, do not forget to download Imba app. Don't forget to download Imba app, because with a smart way of communicating in the world of digitalization, this is where we meet. And also, this is where you have access to economic information and also economic data. So, dear listeners, do not forget to download the Villager newspaper. That is your economic paper, which is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. And if you are a researcher, economics, a student of politics, make sure that you get access to the Villager newspaper, and you become a very good citizen who can be able to make long-term economic decisions, long-term economic decisions which are based on economic data, economic statistics, and you will not go wrong in terms of investment. You will not go wrong in terms of financial prudential decision, and you will not go wrong at all in terms of picking a business partner. So thank you very much, and I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Mtuma team. From me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now.